East leaders signed a document inaugurating the plan to end the war in Gaza. Earlier, Hamas released the 20 remaining living Israeli hostages, and Israel released Palestinian prisoners. CBS's Haley Ott reports it was an emotional day for many in Israel.
Reunited, mothers and sons, families that had been torn apart. Now, with all the remaining living hostages back in Israel, in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees, a devastating two-year chapter is finally closed.
The Israeli military pulled back into a pre-approved area in Gaza. Aid has started to get in there now, but correspondent Deborah Pata reports it's slow going.
The United Nations says they will need 600 trucks a day to ease the dire humanitarian crisis, but it is taking time as every truck has to undergo Israeli inspection before the aid can be distributed.
That nor'easter that made its way up the East Coast and western storms have caused thousands of airline flights to be delayed or canceled. These travelers say they're sticking it out at the airport.
We're delayed 74 minutes, but we're expecting more delays.
I got a deck of cards. We're going to play gin rummy and maybe hearts.
You may have heard about those video messages the Trump administration is playing in airports about the government shutdown. Well, you won't see them in several airports.
The Port of Seattle says they won't play the video message delivered by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem because it's too political.
Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government. And because of this, many of our operations are impacted.
Instead, the port is urging a bipartisan effort to end the government shutdown. They're also working to find ways to support federal employees like TSA agents working without pay. Luke Ducey for CBS News, Seattle.
Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport is also not playing the video. New research from Stanford Medicine finds the sound of a mother's voice helps premature babies grow the language part of their brains.
We actually saw differences in the language centers of the brain on MRI scan from the babies who got the extra voice exposure from their mothers.
That's Melissa Scala, the study's co-author. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-247-1146. 800-247-1146. Again, that's 800-247-1146.
Well, now there's a crustless sandwich war.
Smucker's has sued Trader Joe's in federal court, accusing the grocery chain of mimicking its uncrustable sandwiches. The lawsuit alleges that Trader Joe's competing round, crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are too similar to Smucker's product design and packaging, that it unlawfully copies its sandwich's round shape with crimped edges and imagery of a bitten sandwich revealing its filling. Trader Joe's just started selling them this summer. Smucker's says its Uncrustables products are fast on their way to being a billion-dollar brand. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Although the U.S. government remains closed, taxpayers who requested a filing extension from the IRS earlier this year are still obligated to submit their income tax returns by this Wednesday, October 15th. In a typical year, about 20 million Americans, or about 13% of all taxpayers, ask the IRS for a filing extension. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory tonight, cloudy and foggy, and alone the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Rain chances are back for tomorrow night and on into early Wednesday, a high right around 60. Right now it's 58.
WRJN. would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say it to you. Girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
at the two of us, strangers in many ways. Let's take a lifetime to say I knew you well, for only time will tell us so.
Chain. Yeah. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.